Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
He's a musician, plays like local gigs in around Boston.
Nice.
But when we first started dating, he always wanted me to go to every single one of his gigs, whether it was big or small. And now that we've been dating for a while, he just really hasn't asked me to come out as much. He hasn't really been asking at all. And the other day I went to one of his shows just to surprise him. But I swear I saw his ex-girlfriend there. I don't really know if he's inviting her to the shows or what the deal is.
What we're going to do is we're going to put Kennedy to work here. She's going to be Shelly, okay? We're going to leave you on the line, but you have to be very quiet. Kennedy is going to pretend to be from his cell phone provider, offer him a dozen red roses, and let's see who he sends them to. And his name is Tom, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Tom.
You all set, Kennedy?
I'm ready.
I could write you a song that made you fall in love. I would already have you up under my arm.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Tom?
This is?
Hey, Tom, my name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good.
I just want to preface this by saying this isn't a sales call. I'm not trying to change your rates or anything, but I'm calling from our customer service department to thank you for being such a loyal customer. And what I'd like to do today is offer you a dozen red roses. We're going to deliver those for you anywhere in the United States, free of charge. How does that sound?
All right.
Does it sound good?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, let's get started then. I just need to start with the card. Sure. So I need the name of the person you'd like for me to send the flowers to.
Can I send it to Veronica?
You can. And now just tell me what you'd like for me to put on the card.
Can you just say thank you for supporting me?
Is that the same Veronica that your ex, you pig? Oh, my God.
Wait,
oh,
what?
My God. What are you doing?
You're
such a liar.
Who is this?
This is Carson and Kennedy with Mix 104.1.
Nikki, what the f***?
Tom, you're such a liar. Why are you...
Are you kidding me? We could have had this conversation, like, oh, I don't know, at the house? What the f***?
It's been 2 years, Tom. I can't believe you're going behind my back like this.
Did you go on some cheesy radio show and bring it out in front of Boston? What the f***?
Why can't you be honest with me? I can't believe that you're ruining our relationship. I can't believe the two years mean nothing to you.
Why can't you not be crazy and talk to me in person about
this? Why are you sending her roses, Tom? What's going on?
Nothing's going on. She supports my band. She comes to my gigs and supports my music.
So do I, Tom. Where are my roses? Why wouldn't you send them to your girlfriend?
You don't come to my gigs anymore. And now all of Boston hears about this. Are you trying to kill my career? Seriously.
No. I saw her at your last show, Tom. I did come. I tried to surprise you, and what do I find out? That you're sneaking around with your ex-girlfriend. So
bullshit, you surprised me. You were spying on me.
I was not spying on you. I went to go to your show to surprise you. You say that I don't come to your shows. Well, I came to your show, and who do I see? Veronica. So whatever, Tom. I'm the last to know.
I can't handle it. We will talk about this later.
Tom.
I think he's gone. He's gone.
Why would you send flowers to someone who just supports your band? I don't get it. I support the band. Wouldn't you be sending flowers to your girlfriend? Oh my God.
All right, well, go give Tom a call. Tell him to calm down a little bit. And if you want to reach back out to us, let us know what happened.
All right.
I'm sorry, hon. But at least you know. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk. I guess I'll talk to him later. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks for calling the Cheesy Show.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, bye.
I can't believe you're more pissed that he called us cheesy than he's cheating on her.
Well, I'm pissed that he tried to turn it around and started yelling at her. But in the middle of that, he had to throw in a little dig on us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.